This is Apollo Control at 128 hours, 7 minutes. Al Worden in the command module Endeavour and Dave Scott and Jim Irwin in Falcon on the lunar surface are scheduled to run a communications check using their VHF communication systems beginning at about 128 hours, 14 minutes. We don't anticipate that the post-EVA debriefing and the series of questions generated by the backroom science advisory team here will be discussed with Scott and Irwin until after this communications check is finished. The debriefing is not scheduled in the flight plan until 128 hours, 50 minutes, or about 43 minutes from now. A short while ago, you heard Dave Scott advises that the bacterial filter on the water gun in the lunar module had cracked and had started leaking. He said that there was a small puddle of water on the floor of the LEM, and his only concern was that perhaps more than this had actually leaked out. A check of our telemetry data here on the ground showed that there was no appreciable decrease in the water quantity on the lunar module, and the assumption is that the small puddle which was on the floor of the LEM was the total amount of leakage. Scott said that the bacterial filter on the water gun was, of course, no longer usable, and the surgeon, flight surgeon here in the control center, advised that this would present no problem.
Hadley Base, this is Houston. You're within VHF range of the, of Endeavour now.
Roger, Joe.
Hello, Endeavour, Hadley Base.
We're doing just fine. How are you doing? How things going up there, Okay, you're all broken up. You must be just coming over those mountains again. See if you can see any tracks down there. Well, we got all the way up pretty close to, we got the St. George, got the elbow, and got most of things done. Yeah, it's pretty nice. I understand that the old 10 days gobbling up the data faster than the moon can produce it. Is everything nice and clean up there? Boy, is it dirty down here. But we're going to bring you some. Yeah, we're just climbing out of the suits right now and buttoning them up and getting ready to power down. You too. Yeah, I guess there's enough room for one guy now.
Don't get too spoiled, Al.
Save us some food. Yeah.
Hello, Hadley Base. This is Houston. No need to acknowledge. I have a report from the back room for you. The ALSEP has been turned on. We're getting very high signal strength from the central station. And every experiment seems to be working normally. It's a outstanding job. I thought you'd be interested in the fruits of your labors there. Over.
Well, thank you, Joe. We had a good time doing it. We'll be back with you in about probably 10 or 15 minutes to talk over the rest of it.
Roger, Dave. We're in no hurry.
We're coming along pretty good. We got things pretty well cleaned up, and we're getting into our nice flight seat now.
Sounds good.
This is Apollo Control at 128 hours, 39 minutes. Just a few minutes ago, you heard Joe Allen, the spacecraft communicator, pass up to Dave Scott and Jim Irwin the information that the ALSEP had been turned on, that we had very high signal strength, and that every experiment seems to be working normally. Dave Scott mentioned at that time that it would probably be about 10 to 15 minutes before they were ready to begin the post-EVA debriefing. This is scheduled to last about 15 minutes, so from that we would estimate that the change of shift press briefing will probably not begin before about 30 minutes at the soonest.